It's time for the second funniest podcast with your hosts, the Kevin Miller and Justin Wersch. Have fun, guys.
Well, thank you, Sam. Hello, and welcome to the Second Funniest Podcast. I am your host, Justin Worsham. This is episode number 405. With me, as always, is the one, the only, the early adopter, the KevinMiller.com. Jump and press the circle button, Kevin.
Jump and press the circle button. That was all put on our Ustream.
All of it was. Yeah. We are Ustreaming live.
But mainly my face bouncing around. And as I realized that since I didn't put the graphic up.
You need a new graphic.
The first video that will be on our new Ustream channel is
you bouncing around while I talk.
So I'm gonna push it on there. There you go.
I also realized that I'm supposed to change up your intro, and I forgot already.
I thought of it. I was going to interrupt you, but
it ain't worth it.
I don't care.
It ain't worth it.
Listen, I ain't a girl. If I were, I'd be cooler than I am. See what I did?
Speaking of girls.
Your New Year's resolution.
Yeah.
Too soon?
No. Well, I could talk about that. I have a New Year's resolution to be less girly. I'm not drinking girly coffee drinks.
What are you drinking right now?
Right now, I'm drinking French pressed macadamia nut Kona coffee blend with only milk. There is no sweetener.
You didn't put any sugar in?
No.
Oh, I put the sugar out for you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
As far as like manly coffee drinks go, that is like barely on the line, though. I'm drinking it too, but I'm just saying my New Year's resolution wasn't to man up.
Right. So. Yeah, you can't have a French pressed macadamia nut Hawaiian blend.
It is quite good, though.
Oh, it's delicious. But I guess what I'm really saying is it's the Starbucks. We talk about
like
it
Frappuccinos.
I talk about it on the Dad Podcast. For those of you that aren't double listeners of the podcasting of Justin Worsham, we talk about how there's no manly name for a coffee drink, although one listener did tell me about a dirty chai. Did I ever explain this to you, Kevin?
Yeah.
You get an espresso shot in with your chai tea latte because you feel kind of like a girl when you're going, I'll have a chai tea latte, or my favorite is, I'll have a pumpkin spice latte, please, or
peppermint
gingerbread
mocha
latte for this dude, you know? when I first started going to Starbucks, it was white chocolate mocha because I can't handle the bitterness of that wakey juice.
Wakey juice.
So it's just like, what? And so, and maybe in an overshare, but you know, now that we're pedophiles, I want it to be known that
White Van Candy. What do you want to do?
I pee sitting down, and I want to stop doing that because I think that
do you really pee sitting down? I thought you were kidding when you said that earlier.
No, I really do.
Really?
Yeah, I started when my son was a baby because it was so easy. I wouldn't wake anybody up, and
sure,
it makes next to no noise. You know?
Yeah. Well, I do that.
I hang right into the wall.
In the middle of the night, like if I'm tired, if I wake up in the middle of the night and have to go to the restroom, I will sit down because I'm half asleep and it's hard to keep your eyes open and bad things happen. But that's it. Unless I'm landing a chocolate airplane on the water landing.
I understand.
Splash down with the diarrhea clown.
And the show has reached a new low.
I'm going to stand up. I'm going to stand up next to you. When was 9/11?
Never forget it. I'll tell you that.
I'll tell you that.
You can quasi-unremember. You can misquote facts, but you can never forget
that. You can never forget it.
It started off as a simple thing, same thing as you, dead of night. I go in there and, you know, I do my business. I handle it.
That's always.
And then I'm like, this is so easy. You don't have to think. There's no aiming involved.
There's so much work. Like, you have to take off your pants. You have to sit down. Like, it's so much easier to just stand and...
Yeah, but, you know, with the amount of weight I'm swinging, you know, I'm going to throw out a back or some kind of...
Who's back?
Huh?
Who's back?
The midget I keep with me.
I forgot that you keep the toilet midget.
Yeah. Well, now he's fired during this recession. We're in a recession, which is, again, what caused me to start sitting down because I can't handle that.
Times
are tight for everyone, and you have to cut back where you have to cut back. I'm a working man, Kevin, so... Guess what? Can't have my toilet midget. Gotta cut that.
So glad we're broadcasting
like
live on Ustream. And we have zero viewers.
Yeah, that's all right. This is what happens when you don't promote it. You just decide it.
You just do it.
Here's some exciting news. We are no longer recording at Casa de Worsham.
Yeah.
We are at the House of Miller.
What happened?
My wife and I are getting a divorce. because she...
Too real.
Too real. She felt that my advances towards Mia... She's got a lot of catching up to do within the show. She heard me do some flirty things towards Mia, and she's like, this is inappropriate.
She's never met you before? Yeah, is that what you're suggesting?
Why don't you go find your mocha delight that you called Mia? That's what she called her. I think that's racist, even though it's meant as a compliment.
Isn't she Hispanic? Wouldn't she be more like Colombian treat?
Yeah,
ooh,
but
I'm
Natalie,
very proud of that. That was the most sexually assaulting thing I've ever said.
That was good. But no, Natalie's racist. So
she is racist, though, in all seriousness. For I love
so
Natalie.
So glad we're broadcasting this.
But your wife has got, back me up.
Huh.
Does she have a little racism in her blood?
Hold on. Let me defend her in this way.
You may, but you'll be honest, too. So.
I will. She is only racist.
Are you sitting in between the island here? Do you have a knee on either side? That's got to be just about the most uncomfortable. I have a table that folds out, and the middle part are a bunch of drawers, and Justin right now is straddling it, I just realized.
Am I inappropriately mounting your table?
You can mount it. That side is the female side, so you're welcome to do it. Do we need to readjust your...
No, I'm fine.
All right, go have a good time.
I'm peeing right now.
I wonder if I can push out your drawer from the side.
Take a break. Right after these messages.
It was a very funny visual gag that none of you got to enjoy.
Natalie's only a racist about true things about other races. A racist.
Unpack that statement.
In that she, I was trying to make, if I'm really going to unpack it, I was trying to make a joke on top of a joke in that I am also a racist, but I'm not.
Oh, that was very clever.
She hates the Jews.
That's not true.
Okay, she's right. She likes the Jews. I think she's ignorantly racist. Like here's the thing.
That's a good way to put it.
This is how racist my wife is.
Racist is she?
She's so racist that if you walk up to her and you need help with something, she is colorblind, right?
Yeah.
But
absolutely.
If you cut her off in the freeway and she comes back to give you a piece of her mind and you have to have eyes of an almond-shaped persuasion, she's going to be like, figures. You know what I mean? That's the racist that she is. She's packing.
But she'll also be sexist. Like, she's pretty blunt. I've seen, like, she'll mention somebody's sex as a derogatory thing.
I don't understand.
Well, like, you said the same thing. If you cut her off while driving, you'd be like,
chick.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Chick Asian driving. Natalie's like, this poor girl has no chance. She's not completely aggressive about it. She's, you get a pass on this one.
I grew up in the Bay Area of Northern California, and there were races there that I don't think most of the world knows exists. That's how much of a melting pot the Bay Area is. So there's no room for racism in the grade school.
It's like 87% Filipino.
No, we had Filipinos. That's definitely true. But we had Portuguese kids. We had Spanish kids. We had black kids. I went to school with a Cuban girl. Mm-hmm. I mean, everything. There were Afghans, a huge Afghan population.
Imagine how high those property values could have gone in the dot-com boom if you didn't have all those problems.
There were white people.
Keeping those property values up. Whites and gays and Jews that keep the property.
But just over the hills, out in Motown, as I've come to call Modesto, you got nothing but redneck hicks artificially inseminating cows.
Not true. We have other ethnicities for labor purposes.
Okay. So you have a built-in class system in Central California.
Right.
And I think the racism is a little more accepted there. I think the little more prejudice is a little more accepted.
Everything.
I'm asking. This is spitball.
Yeah, I know.
I'm just throwing it out there.
For a brief moment, I felt like it was getting real, and I needed to be.
It's
real.
Always real.
Oh, really?
It's always. We have one foot in each pot.
So I really have a midget who holds my penis when I make a pee pee poom boom.
Well, it depends on what your definition of penis, midget, and pee pee is.
We don't have time for that. We need to get to video games at some point. But
this is a video game.
I would love to play.
Reverse. Yeah,
I would love to play a game like this. No, there's no racism in... I'll be honest, 100%. When I was growing up, the only thing that I think...
There is too racism in Central California.
Not in Modesto.
All right.
No, I don't... I really don't think... Now, honestly, too, here's the weird part about it, is for whatever reason, and I think it was around the time of the Blue Collar Comedy Tour taking off, I noticed that there was a redneck, like there's almost like a... there's a clique now. It never used to be a redneck clique. We just had the four or five dudes that were in 4-H because they actually lived on an almond farm in Modesto. You know what I mean? But now there's a clique where you can you lift your truck, even though you live in the valley. You put a lift kit on your truck and a Confederate flag, and you're like, no, dude, this state fought for the Union, you dummy.
We didn't do much fighting, but they, there were a few things.
We sent 100 soldiers over. I did a report about it.
Did
we
you
wrote
really?
A book. I'm a published author. That's a, let's not talk about that. But the
One part in the real, one part in the not.
That is real. That's absolutely real.
You published an author?
I didn't publish an author. What I did was I published a manuscript.
What?
Yeah, about the California 100. It was 100 soldiers that were enlisted for the Union, and they actually got on a ship. This is the part that I thought was hilarious because they felt it was safer. They got on a boat, traveled around the Cape Horn of southern America to come up to the East Coast, and that's where they began to fight on the East Coast because that's where most of the fighting was.
Of course. So what are they going to do, travel across the country?
Right, because I thought that would be easier, but I guess there's a group in the, called the Dahmers that were waiting in the Rocky Mountains to eat people.
Okay.
That may or may not be chronologically correct.
One foot in every pot. Right. What... when you say, because I'm getting a positive response on the California 100 that existed, but where is the manuscript that you wrote?
It was
about
a book
this?
That my seventh grade class published under the tutelage of our seventh grade history social
What's
studies
it
teacher. It's called the California 100.
Is it on Amazon?
Probably not.
Well,
I don't.
Let's find out.
I'm sure. I mean, here's the thing: it existed in libraries.
What are you talking about? How
it's,
did you
it's
get
a member
this
of the Library of Congress, and
no.
I wrote, I can't remember the gentleman's name, but I wrote at least one guy. I remember I chose his name because his last name started with a W, like mine, and then I think I also had to write about two other guys.
Really?
But we went through census records and all that stuff, and we actually made, we wrote another book about William P. Huff, who was mayor of the town where the Alamo was fought. And we recreated, a lot of us make, now we can get to video games, finally. A lot of us are very much into Oregon Trail, which is the famous game about the, during the Gold
so you
Rush.
Did California Trail.
The Northern Trail. What we did was William P. Huff took a group of people through the Southern Trail. After the whole Alamo situation happened and everything, they retreated to go to California for the Gold Rush. And we had his great-great-great-great-great-grandson, who was our wagon master, and he was like the trail boss. And his kid was there, who was it's hilarious. He was 7 years old, and he chewed tobacco. And these were real deal homie feel cowboys that we had, and we had covered wagons built, and the wheels were actually engineered by Amish people in Pennsylvania, and then shipped out to be attached to a covered wagon. That was I can't remember who built the wagon, but I do remember that because it was.
And what
in the
did
news.
You do? Oh, got it. You didn't.
We recreated, which most of the trail from Texas to to the northern part of California, where we went back to our home essentially. Yeah. Was freeways. It became freeways, but there were parts like we pulled off in the Mojave Desert and hitched up donkeys to covered wagons. And
how long did that take you?
It was 2 weeks, I think it was.
Why do I feel like everything you're telling me is a lie?
It's not a lie.
How long have we been friends? You've never mentioned that you're a published author or that you made a 2 week long recreation.
I was 12 years old. Is that really something to brag about because I read some tax information?
You know what I did in 12th grade that I remember that actually
12th grade? That's your senior year.
Okay, that I did when I was 12, 6th grade?
Yeah.
Is we had coloring sheets of different pharaohs from the Egyptian era, and the teacher was very specific about not spending too much time on them. That's what I remember from my sixth grade year. We didn't even make the California missions out of sugar cube blocks for some reason, like every other kid did.
Well, that's what happens. I mean, when you have big city learning like you got, then you do things about pharaohs.
Why do you have a better education than me?
Because I grew up in a place where the community cared about what the kids were learning. Because they thought that that's what mattered. But in the Bay Area, everybody was so busy holding their nose up because they one day we're going to invent computers again. And the world is going to change, jerks. And then you're going to be able to have garage sales over the web in mass production. And that's how we're going to ruin small business.
I am older than eBay. That's
true. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, you're blowing my mind on several levels.
So and it was funny because we're in the Mojave Desert, and my dad came with me, my grandparents came with me because we were going to do this wagon trail, and they had horses, and so they're into that lifestyle. My dad used to ride in rodeos, and he was a jockey at horse races for a gentleman in Northern California when he was like 10 years old because he was great with horses. And So anyway, we go there. They came with me, and there was this, he made me get decked out. I got boots, I got pants, I got a duster, I got a hat, I got the whole nine yards. And then there was about eight kids that were in like fifth or sixth grade that were the other class that were doing this with us.
Yeah.
And they were all dressed like themselves. I came in the getup, and I'll never forget the guy who.
So you got on the news,
William P. Huff's great 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 grandson or whatever. He goes, look at this, boys. Looks like we got ourselves some Sears and Roebuck cowboys. And I had learned from my grandparents that I knew that it was a Southern thing to say yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, that kind of thing. I go, well, thank you, sir, not knowing it was an insult.
Right.
And so I asked my dad, I go, he called me a Sears and Roebuck cowboy. And my dad chuckled, and I go, isn't that cool? And he goes, no, he's making fun of you, son. And, yeah, so we got to hang out with this kid who chewed tobacco when he was 7 years old, and I fell in love with a girl from another school.
Of course you did.
That was there.
You fell in love.
Well, like, she wasn't a girl from another school. She was a relative of one of the cowboys that was the ranch hands that was
so
on.
So glad you finished that sentence.
Well, because
she was a relative of mine.
No, I realized that I just said that the other kids on the tour were fifth graders, which, yeah. you know, granted, today I'm a pedophile. Then I was not. I hadn't found who I was then.
You know, you were into teachers.
Yeah, that's who I was back then. Yeah, still am kind of. So, yeah, so we did
especially
that.
If they're underage
the
teachers.
Whole point of that story was that we go through the Mojave Desert because that was a part of the trail, and the sand was so soft and deep that the donkeys couldn't pull all of us kids in the wagons.
Ah.
So the trail master had us get all of us out of the wagon so it'd be easier for the donkeys to pull through, and we had to walk. And I just remember all the other kids being so angry, and I remember thinking, this is so cool. This is what would have happened if we were really there. I was so excited, even though I was sweating my ass off. It was awesome. I loved it. It was good. And then we pull into Madera, which was what the other school was from, that city in California, and we pull into the city hall or some main building, and they had all these news things there, and you know, and the wagon's pulling up on the grass, and on the news in the background, while the lady's like, I'm, you know, blah 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 blah, and I'm here in Madera, yeah. The wagon hit a root,
yes,
off of the tree. Boom! I fall off of the tailgate of the wagon on Central Valley Regional Television.
Do you have that on VHS?
No. That was
anyone?
Way before YouTube or anything was saved of that matter. I'm sure that if I developed my own sitcom or became like Brad Pitt, somebody would find it somewhere. And that's where we need hoarders, and that's why I do this podcast, is to stop that show. Because if there are no hoarders, there are no historians. Do you understand? Do you understand? There's nobody to find that one time that somebody said that one thing 18 years ago, you know?
You can't dig it up out of the past.
So I touched on video games there.
Oh, well, I was going to ask if anybody had a Neo Geo while you're on your trip.
No. Nobody did. Nobody even had Game Boys or anything.
You know, I finally, literally, last week, there's a club called the Neo Geo. And I thought, well, that's weird. I wonder why they would call themselves that. I thought, what a strange reference. And then
I thought you meant like a nightclub, like, oot, oot, oot.
Yeah.
Oh,
like
you do. Okay.
I do. And I went, why would they call themselves that? And I finally understood why. What does Neo Geo mean?
New generation.
No.
Oh. New Earth.
New rock.
New rock.
She was a rock. Finally, I went, oh. That's what that meant.
That would have been so much better if we would have had, you know, smash cut to you. I got my card, guys. Let's do this.
I'm here.
Let's do this. I cannot pull a Neo Geo reference of a game. I know there was a fighting one and a tank shooting one.
Bonk was on it.
Bonk was that?
Yeah, him? Remember Bonk? He was the...
Such a great idea. I know we've talked about it on the show before, but
it's
a
been
great
a while.
Idea.
Talk about it. Go.
You can plug in and save and then bring it to your home console.
Yeah, I really think I would like to see that come back. I think the Wii U is making an attempt to make that happen, but the I'm angry because Pablo Rocketface in the chat room, the only person I think is listening right now, said you should talk about the Vita, Pablo. So I'm mad that we're accidentally talking about the Vita, because he also posted on the Facebook page instructions for everybody to talk about the Vita like he owns the place. What's the deal?
In his defense, he's the only one here. You know what I mean?
Fair enough. All right, Kevin, what do you want us to talk about?
His voice would be lost in a sea of requests. You know what I mean? But he's just like...
I'm sorry, Snookums gal. You're also here. I see you. She just typed, Snookums in an attempt to get noticed.
Snookums gal just had a seizure to make sure
that... Yeah. I'm sorry, we're not Skyping tonight. We're just live streaming. We might Skype later, but
yeah,
not
later
right
on
now.
Tonight. Here's what we're thinking. We're thinking that we're going to Ustream every show live. That way, if somebody wants to listen live, it doesn't matter. And then we'll do the promised once a month where we'll take calls and do all that as usual. So this is our last record. Although this episode technically will come out in February.
No, this episode
or the
will
next
come out
one,
tonight.
I mean.
This one comes out tonight, yeah.
Well, Wednesday morning, I should say.
They can anticipate it.
Yes.
For next week's episode, for those listening now, I want the subject to be what if.
Ooh.
That's how everybody that calls in on Skype, they have to begin with what if, and okay. Then they can go on from there. I don't care what they say after that.
Yeah.
They can be like, what if I talk to you for a little while?
All right.
Don't do that one.
Well
though.
Done. way to see the loophole that Kevin gave you.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, good job.
I saw it already.
Good job. So let's talk about the Vita. We got off track.
I'm going to get one. In fact, somewhere in this house right now.
I was
now.
Angry that somebody, Al, I think, is it Allie or Al? I can't remember. Alwood or AJ. There's a lot of A's in his name. And he won one. I saw it on the Facebook page that he won a Vita. And then I think it was like Sly Daniels or somebody, like, or Steven Dan, I think it was. Steven was like, he goes, I worked for mine. Like, and I'm sure it wasn't, but in my brain.
That's the only response you can have, though.
Right.
Because it's like, well, I wanted to win one.
But like, why do you have to? No, but it was almost like, to me, in my stupid brain, I don't think he meant it this way, but that he was saying, well, mine's better because I worked for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, really? Why do you, first of all, why do you have to crap on him winning? You know, like, why? Where's the bonus in that? You know what I mean? You're lucky. Well, I'm not.
Right. Watch that.
Yeah.
I'm an American. You know, when you go to Price is Right, I didn't realize that they did this to me until afterwards, but at Price is Right, you know, you sit in the room and they get everybody jazzed because everybody has the opportunity of getting up on stage. And so they, you know, they dangle that in front of you. And then, but then if you watch the show, you know that after six contestants gets up, nobody else in the audience has a chance to win. Everybody is already on stage. So they dangle a carrot because I'm sure it's somewhere in the 40 years the show's been on the air, they realize that the audience's energy level
they
drops.
Dive off, yeah.
So they dangled the smallest of carrots in front of you and they say, but don't worry, there's still a chance to win. We'll be doing a random drawing of somebody in the room to get $100. And I realized that it worked. It didn't. I couldn't process this until it was all over, but I still felt like Christmas can still come.
You got to bring it.
There's still a chance that I can win something.
Yeah.
So they do, you know, we watch through and they, like every commercial break, they're like, don't worry, $100, somebody's going to win it. Somebody's going to get in here. And so they keep going and, you know, they do the showcase showdown. Everybody wins. They're like, thanks for being here. Okay, real quick. The winner is Carmen Diaz. Thanks, everybody. Goodbye. Literally. And it shuts down and then you just like the lights, everything changes. The ushers are on. You get up, go. You're out here. This row. Exit. And I was like,
hello?
I didn't win anything. And I realized in that moment, those bastards, they dangled that carrot and I was after it. I was engaged because I thought in my dumb human brain that I still had a chance of winning $100. Those jackoffs out there.
That's my favorite. Cameron Diaz, you went, please leave.
But my name is Cameron.
I didn't win anything. I didn't. Can I walk away back in line? $1, Bob.
So you're going to. So I didn't know that these were already out. They're already out and available?
No, they don't come out till the 22nd. So when he said he was going to win.
For theirs?
They mean they're
going to
buy
it. AJ, there it is. AJ Alwood said.
He's buying it. AJ won it.
And then Steve said, I work for mine.
He says, somewhere in this house right now, I have a copy of Spore Galactic Adventures. And inside that is all the money I've been saving up to buy myself a PlayStation Vita.
Does your wife know?
Yes. I probably shouldn't have given that many details. It was probably defeats
Kevin's
the whole purpose.
Address is 47.
I had to show her, though. I said, just in case you know, if I ever get hit by a bus, I've been stashing cash in here because you probably will never find this.
Wouldn't you want to take your last final breath knowing that she, because there's
$100 in the case.
No, but there's an unknown, I wouldn't say it's fair to call it a fight, but the audience isn't aware that you like to have stuff.
Yeah.
Your wife would like you to not have as much stuff.
Yes,
right?
That's definitely.
So
if
I'm you, I would think it would be great in that last breath going, she's going to throw away the $100 because
no.
She thinks it's just an Xbox
I'd be so
game.
Worried. She's going to, if I'm dying, she's going to need the money.
$100 ain't going to make or break her.
It's,
you know what I mean?
It's a little more than 100. Nudge.
It's all gold bullion.
Because here's what I knew. Here's what I
and
could see playing out.
Pirates of the Caribbean coins.
One's cursed. Is that she'll put everything in a box because she'll feel that it's important to respect my belongings is what I would have wanted. It would have sat in a vault until she got remarried. And then maybe if we had had kids or whatever, depending on the timeline, she would have gone back and then been like, oh, throw all this away. And maybe like my grandkid or something would have been like, oh, let's look through here. there's like enough money in here to buy a soda.
Here's how I think it would have happened. She would have come to me and said, I think Kevin would have wanted you to have all of his games. Mm. And then I would have went, oh, Spore, look at that. He liked that game. And I would open it up. Oh, thank you, Kevin. I will never let your I'll wife let you have this money.
That's enough to buy a soda.
I'll let you know. Let you know if you. Hey, if I ever get hit by a bus, you're going to be the first
to
know.
You're the guy.
You're the guy.
Hey, am I going to die, do you think? DOA at the hospital? Sweet. Dial this number. 323.
I can't remember. Am I interrupting? Or let's keep talking about the Vita.
Yeah, no. You can tell. Go.
I don't have anything to say about the Vita. I'm curious to. When does it happen?
February 22nd.
Okay.
Comes out. Are you going to get one?
I don't think so.
Yeah, why not?
It just seems like a lot of money to throw down on something that I don't really do.
Yeah.
I'm not into portable gaming. I think I talked about when this was all coming out at E3 last year that I was like...
The problem I have is that I've really... Here's the thing. I own a PSP, right? Mm-hmm. We know I do.
Yep.
I very rarely play
it. The God of War one.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah. I like it. I have a lot of affection for it. It was a very kind gift that some people gave to me. And it sits most of the time plugged in because... It's very difficult to carry around another device in my pocket in this stage of my life. I work in an office. So the only real downtime I have, honestly, like a lot of people who use their iPhones for entertainment, is in the can. And if I bring in a PSP...
You're going to have to start sitting down to pee. Exactly. That's number one.
Well, I always do. If I'm going to the bathroom, it's it's to take a 10-minute break.
Yeah.
But like, if I'm going to do that, there's something about having your phone with you and you're like, I'm killing time by slashing fruits and throwing birds. But it's another thing to be like, no, I'm actually actively gaming while in the John.
It's a different level of focus, too.
I feel a little guilty about that. Yeah, because I've taken it in some of the games I'm not super impressed with. Like, I have...
That could lead to problems where you're in the bathroom. Because you know how you forget. Can play games and you forget time has passed. All of a sudden, you have your Price is Right situation where your lights just go out.
Oh, no! It was on a 10-minute timer!
My knees are numb for a reason.
Well, I was playing Little Big Planet on the Vita, and... it's not the most amazing game ever. You know, it's not like Little Big Planet for the PlayStation. I got to a point where I'm like, oh, this is kind of poorly designed. It's small. It's watered down. It's difficult. And so part of me is a little afraid. Same thing with Mod Nation Racing. Like, I tried. I took it a lot of places and played games, and I bought some games. They're still super expensive on the UMDs.
Yeah.
And it just didn't seem to be as cost-effective as this phone that I carry around for everything because it's got my calendar on, it's got my email, it's got text message, and then it's got a couple of pretty decent games on it. But I want the Vita to have that level. And I saw it at E3 because they let me sneak to the front of the line. What? And I was like, well, okay. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't blow me away. There's one game that looks like it will be worth getting at launch, which is the Diablo-esque game where you create a character and exist in a world. And then you and I, even if we don't know each other in reality, if our Vitas get near each other, they'll start to interact. The characters will.
Oh, wow.
You'll be able to do stuff and be like, oh, I'm playing with that guy down there at the end of the bus terminal or whatever. Do they still have bus terminals?
I think they call them stops.
Got it. So
we let that one marinate for a while.
It was good. Yeah. I said that because in Hollywood, we had a Greyhound station next to the church. It's been there forever. And overnight, they just closed up and went away. And people had bus tickets. They were coming by. They're like, I was here for vacation, and I'm waiting to take the bus back. And they closed the station overnight.
Why am I laughing? I don't know why that's so funny.
And we're like,
but the idea of, man, Disney was great. And the walk of Ripley's, believe it or not. Hey,
where's the station?
Where did we park the cars? This is where the bus station was,
and
right?
The thing is, the bus station's still there, right? So there's just a chain link fence around
and
it.
And it's just some Filipino lady.
The Greyhound
gonna
is
get
gone.
This but Kevin. Some Filipino. Where's the buses?
Mm-hmm. No. Shit. No baked potatoes either.
Just squinting and shaking her head.
No, not there.
Buses anymore.
So that looks like a lot of fun. But the thing is, like, I've been playing Skyrim since the moment I got it. And between that...
Oh, that's right. We
got
to talk about that.
And Star Wars, The Old Republic, Guild Wars 2 is probably supposed to come out.
Oh, my gosh, Kevin. I have to real quick, I'll interrupt you and then I'll let... But that Old Republic, have you seen the commercial for it?
Which one?
The one where, I don't know. I've only seen one, but it's like...
I don't know.
They have get into the battle, choose a side, get into the battle. Why am I doing the EA Sports voice for that? But anyway.
Love it. I'll hire you.
That they... But they have that, and I was like, as soon as I saw like all these red lightsabers, and then it cuts to like, oh, but if you're
so
if you're a Jedi, you're a Sith, or you're a bounty hunter.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, Kevin's right. I would really like
You would love that game. I can't believe you don't play the game. Oh. It's so well, let's look at it before you leave tonight. Okay. Yeah, because I've got it on the desktop. You'll be able to, did I show you on the laptop?
Nope.
It's not as great.
Yeah.
Obviously. But on the desktop, it's pretty, you can create a character. You can watch some of the movies.
No, it's that'll be a waste of time. I just want to watch you play.
Just watch the movies. The movies alone are like half
That's
the,
what I mean. Like, I'll go, I bet you this is exactly what the movies look like. Because there's this one where you just, this guy leaps out and just starts attacking this other guy.
I think
like,
that's
it's
the
a
movie.
Big, like, boss fight or whatever. I'm like, this does look like it's like it's weird how in all those cuts shots they could be like no there's a deep story going on here just so you know like,
no absolutely yeah. there's three very big cinematic movies that are kind of generic character you can kind of get the idea of like that's one of the classes the different types that you can play and there's like a main one and then there's one for the Sith and one for the Empire or for the Allies Empire and Republic Rebels. That's it. But it's an incredible game, and I want to sit down and play that. I want to play Skyrim. I want to play.
Yeah, and you can't do that
games.
On a Vita.
You can't do that on a Vita. Yeah. No matter how great, I'm going to look it up and see if there's a way. But if there is a way, like what initiated this conversation, not you, Pablo Rocketface, but you, Justin Rocketface, huh? Is if there were some magical way, and this is within reach, yeah. I think, to have a PSP Vita or some sort of portable gaming device that could link to my PlayStation
right.
and just
like go to my PC,
show me what's on the screen. Why can't all the processing power is on the PlayStation? I just need a clean read off of it on my screen. That we're so close to that technology, and when that day happens, I think then your PSP
right because you have to think about who is a who's a portable gaming system
right.
for? It's for an older kid, younger teenager that's going to be stuck on road trips a lot. Or,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Spends a lot of time in cars. Or a guy in his 20s or 30s or even a lady in her 20s or 30s that rides a train to work. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, these are the kinds of things that they don't like to read books or whatever. That's what a portable gaming system is for. That's the same thing that a Game Boy was for. It was for road trips when you were a kid or if you had to ride the bus to school if they allowed
yeah,
it.
And if you're in school, I'm trying to think of other applications like when we had a job where we traveled a lot. Mm-hmm. I would have been all over that. I would bring my laptop with me just to play SimCity, which killed the battery on the plane. Or in college, if I had several hours between
Good
classes,
point. Good
I would
point.
Sit there and bust that out. I would have done that. It would have been easier than going to the computer lab and writing a paper.
No, that's not going to do anybody any good. Not when there are ghouls to kill.
Must kill ghouls. So I guess what I'm trying to do is envision a part of my life. You know where it would be very handy is Kat and I like to go out and do stuff. Like she wants to go to coffee shops and read. And I bring my laptop and I'll do some writing or I'll play Star Wars. And if I had a decent console or decent, if there were decent games, I'd just bring that and just sit there and play that. Well, but they get heavy. They're they're tiring, and you have to hold them at a special angle. And I find, like, when I play the PSP on the plane, that it's really close to my face because you want to get into the action because it's a tiny screen. And then it's heavy. It gets heavy in your hand, and after a while, you're like, oh.
Yeah, what's wrong? I feel like such a pansy. I try to read Kindle-type books on my iPhone. And you ever have this happen when you lay on your back and hold the controller on your chest?
Yeah,
and all of a sudden, your hands get numb because the blood flow can't.
It's
can't
pinched.
Travel the extra 2 to 3 inches up
no,
to your hands.
It's because your arms are pinched, right? Because you're doing this. Yeah. So
because of
like,
my massive buys, they're cutting off my blood flow.
You are
to the heads of the pythons.
Massive buy with pythons.
Oh, that was poorly chosen words.
Fail. the thing is, though, that there are just so many frickin' devices out there right now. It was a little loud.
Not my ears, my soul. Like, I was like, oh, there's something going on here.
There are like 5 different Kindles, one of which is an iPad. There's 7 different types of iPads. Every off-brand of computer now makes their own tablet PC. Sony's got a device. Nintendo's got a device. All the phones have different variations with the Samsung, and none of them agree on stuff. I feel like we're kind of reinventing the same problem that we've talked about on the show before of the early 80s of the console overload in the market. And the only ones that honestly have this figured out are Apple. They have this locked down. And I would guess that in the next 10 years, iPhone is the phone, because I look around and
you don't see another cell phone.
I don't see it. And I know I own a Droid. People have Samsungs. I get it. They're cool. But I really think that we will eventually all go, iPhone is where it's at.
It's interesting that you'll say that about an iPhone, but you are so anti-Mac as a computer. But that's only because you said, I'm sorry, game.
Go ahead.
I'm gonna retract that.
They don't game.
Yeah.
I tried. I was very impressed with the 24 hours where I had a tiny little Mac that was the size of my iPhone. It was just an iPhone. Open up
so much
little,
anger.
Little keyboard.
It's so cute.
It's so good.
That computer needs water.
Wait, you're supposed to work on that? Oh, this is just going to... I can take it like a tablet and just swallow it with two glasses of water. Crap out some work.
I did it wrong. You missed my run.
I did.
You got it.
But what I was very impressed with, which is, I think, what Apple does well across the board, is their ability to be so stupid user-friendly. So user-friendly. And where I saw this in full... It was cool to, like, install the programs, and some of it was a little... dorky, like installing a program and I have to grab the icon and drag it across the page.
I always think that. I'm like, why is this a step then?
Why can't I hit a button that says go?
Here's what happens for those of you who don't have Apple. You click a bunch of buttons and go through all these screens for them to pull up this thing and go, okay, drag it into your applications. And most programs create a shortcut where it's just a window where it says, okay, drag this to that. I'm like, well, why not just do it? There has to be some reason, like, or antiviral protocol that makes it to where you have to be the one to do it.
I think it's straight up a style thing. Like, there's somebody
this
that
is how we've done it. This is how we roll.
If the user does this, then they have emotionally attached themselves to the action of dragging this application into their application folders, that they are now emotionally and mentally attached to this program. I bet there was some whole whiteboard filled with all of that kind of nonsense at some point.
We're here to tell you that the cake is a lie.
I was impressed is when I decided I didn't want the 1.5-inch screen that they gave me, and I said, I can't use this computer.
Keeps getting smaller.
And they said, fine, give it back to us. I was like, okay, sure, no problem.
I already did. That's how small it is. You don't even know it's in your pocket
exactly.
Right now.
They're your sunglasses. I thought that it was going to be a bear because I had installed all of my contacts. I had linked up all of my accounts within it. I had set up my email, all that nonsense. And I thought, oh, great. If I delete this, like, I started to panic. Oh, I deleted this out of order. It's going to delete everything on every one of my other devices. Everything's going
to
get weird.
You know what I just realized? That when you went through and removed all you would have had to do is put the operation system disk back in it would have refreshed it all for you.
It was better. I just said uninstall. And it said, do you want to remove this user? And I said, yes. Doom, poof,
and it removed gone. All the programs you put on there.
Gone.
Oh, I see. No, you removed the user.
Not even that far. I just removed the, like, within the
your IMAP account.
The IMAP protocol within the email account. I just said, get rid of this. And it goes...
And it takes all the calendars,
all the
contacts,
emails, all the contacts, everything. Just remove
it. Try doing that on accident and then crapping yourself.
Yeah.
And you're like, we're on my calendars.
As long as you're on the cloud. And I know this is because the cloud exists now and everything was good. And both my iPad and iPhone were on the cloud. And parts of my PC, I think, are on the cloud. Or maybe they're in a skyscraper next to the cloud. I don't know what the analogy is there. But but that worked
out. They're in a high-pressure system next to the cloud.
What is it when they work? But they're...
I love the idea of telling people, because now what's happened is that there are 40-something-year-olds that don't understand the concept of the cloud. Like, it used to be like you'd be 70 and you'd be like, what is this?
What's
VTR
a cloud?
Thing?
Yeah.
Or what do I put a CD in there and I can watch a movie? But why does it always say it's 12 a.m.? I told my mom, I go, well, it all exists on the cloud. And she's like, what's that? I go, the cloud. I go, it's like the term for things existing in the internet
kind of thing.
She's like, well, what do you need that for? I go, well, that's the future. You're not going to carry around necessarily information on it. It's going to exist on the internet and then you're going to grab it. And that's you're going to get all your music and everything. She's like, I don't understand. Why do they call it a cloud? I go, I don't know.
It was a cool name.
Why do they call it a Twitter?
Because it's the future.
Yeah. What does Facebook mean?
And that's what I look forward to with the PS4.
How do you drive a car?
I don't know, mother.
And I wonder if, like, online gaming, on live gaming, I hope that will not be the future of gaming because it's dependent on your stream.
Yes.
I don't want to stream a thing. I want to download it, and I want it to run natively until we are really in the future and we have frickin' Cylons.
Yep.
Because until then, I guarantee that the Wi-Fi can never be.
Cylons.
Oh, of course they will be. The moment mankind invents a robot, we're going to want to have sex with it. Like, that's just the dedication.
You know what I just realized? That moment hasn't come, and we already want to have sex with it.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, that's like, there's somebody somewhere who's like, I got to build a robot.
Talk to a historian that'll tell you, that's a little perverted, but tell you the truth and tell you that history is made on two things, sexual choices and money choices. Like, all of history moves forward either because of sex or money. And that is definitely seen, it's blowing your mind, that's seen in modern times with media technology. The technologies that the porn industry attaches themselves to is what moves forward. We saw it with VHS over Beta. We saw it with DVD over DivX, and so on and so forth.
So Lincoln freed the slaves because he was into black chicks.
Mm, yes.
Sam, you probably won't understand that. Abraham Lincoln was a president who wore a stovepipe hat. He made a he was responsible for coming up with a postal system in a city called Gettysburg.
Did he really?
No. Doing a stupid bit about Gettysburg Address.
That was
deep. It's deep.
That's a multi-layered
bit. It only made me laugh because I'm like, Sam probably, A, already knows exactly who I'm talking about, or B, was like, it just made it even more convoluted.
Or C.
Or C. Scum chica says,
Lincoln freed the slaves because he was into black chicks. I thought Adolf Hitler freed them.
No, he.
This is what happens when I read the chat room.
Oh, Pablo Rocketfist.
That was from Angel of the Triad.
Oh. He's going to be upset about what my wife was saying earlier.
Probably. Oh, the chat room is filled. People just have conversations, and we have no idea what's happening. For some reason, I can't sign into the chat room. I'm moderating the chat room. I'm running it. But every time I try to type something in the chat room, it says log in. So,
I have is a particle accelerator in my chat room. I don't know if you can see that from your angle.
You are not going to create fusion at the speed that thing's
on, and I don't understand why it doesn't like me. I can look at a social stream.
So, Justin, what will it take for you to get the PS Vita?
I really don't think that there's anything they could do for the exact same reason that you're talking about. That it's I'm happy with my console gaming.
Now, wait about this. What about in an evening, imagine this, that the kid wants to watch something.
I did think that. That's why I'm like, oh, here's a reason why I'd get it. But I'm like... But then it's hard because gaming sometimes, like I've done it now and I'm not proud of it, where I've played a game of Madden while my kids are sitting there rolling around on the floor, like, you know, like it's
being adorable, saying their first words, writing,
which is good. I think it's important that they figure
Jacob's
things out.
Like
on their
ABC,
own. Something to
He's
love.
He's 3 years
me.
Old.
Acknowledge me.
He's scoring a 78 on the object permanence matrix. That's an adult score.
So I had this realization recently where I'm like, I need to turn off the television and not get so obsessed about Madden. And then it's also weird, like Madden is like Madden. I imagine
there's a Netflix app on the Vita. So K1859 just said, but I got that on the iPad.
Yeah, so I have it on my iPhone.
Yeah.
But anyway, what I was going to say is that I imagine that. I had a good analogy. What was I talking about?
Madden and how you're obsessed with it.
Oh, okay. Madden for me is like what I imagine Brooke would be for Bradley. Now, hear me out. When you're first there, you know what I mean? You get the game, you open up the package.
Who is who in this analogy?
The game is, this is good, I like this. The game is Brooke,
okay.
I am Bradley.
Okay.
Okay? So I open up the game and I'm playing it and I'm all into it. I'm way into it. This is great. This is exactly what I've always wanted. I went to the store and I got it for that exact reason. I'm not sure why Brooke ends up being a whore in this scenario. But anyway, that part of the analogy throw away. But here's my point. So I play it, and then I get to the Super Bowl. You know what I mean? I make it all the way to the Super Bowl, and then I'm like, I win the Super Bowl, and then I go through the front office stuff, which is so cool. And then I'm doing it all over. I'm drafting, I'm signing free agents, I'm renegotiating contracts, and changing ticket prices, and I'm like, yeah, this is awesome. I'm in the NFL. Wow. And then the new season starts, and I go, oh, I'm just going to sim the preseason. I've got this first-round quarterback that I scouted from the beginning of the last year. They have this great new scouting system, and he's an 81 overall. I'm the only one who knew that going into the draft because I've had my eye on this kid. You know, I get him on my team. He's my new starting quarterback. He's better than Alex Smith, and it's amazing, and it's awesome. And then I play a game, and I'm like, yep, it's good. I finished it. I made a good team. I made a team. I guess what? The team you had before won the Super Bowl. Justin, what do you think this team is going to do that you've made better? You think they're going to lose the Super Bowl?
What level of difficulty do you have it on?
I have it on All Pro. So, I mean, I could go All Madden, I guess. But
oh, is that above?
That's all. Yeah,
you need to.
And so
clearly.
Yeah, but then all Madden, people who are hardcore Madden fans, and maybe they've changed this because it has been a few years since I picked it up, but people know when you play on all Madden, it's almost like there's a hand of God that is introduced into the algorithms of the game where it's just like the only way they make it difficult is that you will have this touchdown pass that will suddenly change direction because the hand of God of football has just swiped it away. And
that's actually Madden.
And pushed it in.
That's John Madden himself.
Yeah.
Oh, boom! Let's get this out of here.
Bang! Well,
that's a guy that when he puts his glasses on, sees better. That's the worst impression, but the best
one. Shazam, Brett Favre.
Look at that monkey run.
Oh,
right.
And racist. Unintentionally.
White van candy.
But anyway, so it's like you figured out the timing of this game that worked perfectly, and then all of a sudden guys are just jumping in front of, you know what I mean? Like third guys off the bench.
You should try it, though.
I will eventually.
So are you done with that game already?
No, I'm not done. But here's my point. My point is that, and no offense to Brooke. I think I'm doing her a favor.
That's right. Yeah, it's still Brooke. Yeah.
So is that I think that once Bradley got in there, he finished the franchise mode in the first year, he would change his mind is what I'm trying to say. Then he's like, oh, all right. Yeah. I guess she's just a chick when you really think about it.
Wait a minute.
What?
That's not fair. Your wife.
Trust me.
Your
this
wife.
This is what Brooke wants.
that's true. But your wife, she was something like Madden when you first opened her up, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What is she now? Like, huh? Like Agent Orso? Like,
well, let me put it to you this way. How many people are still playing Madden 2001? I am. You know what I'm saying?
Did you get married in 2001?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Before 9/11.
Yeah.
That's a blip.
Right before.
Yeah, like 2 months.
Like I was married in my studio apartment for a month, or home for my honeymoon for a month, and then all of a sudden all hell broke loose. And
you couldn't fly ever again?
I still went to school that day.
You make that sound like you were in college.
Right. But no, this is what I'm saying. I went to school that day when I was in college. College is a thing where you don't have to show up.
Yeah,
they don't
really
care. They have to tell you about how they care that you show up, but even though they can't grade you on whether or not you show up.
Because the student body votes on that.
So,
it's such a weird political system. And then you'll have a teacher who says, well, we have a test every day, and if you show up, you pass it. I had a few teachers that said that.
Like, suck on that student body.
I'm pretty sure that's against the
standard.
Why do I
only have six people in attendance and all my classes are being canceled? Oh, guess who's got the power again? Let them eat cake, bitches.
It doesn't matter because when you leave here, it's useless.
That's a good thing to tell the youth.
It's true. Even Scott Subletty, my beloved writing professor, will tip his hand every now and then.
Kevin, the thing about it coming to get this degree, as much as I appreciate you coming here, and it gives me a job. I can have martinis, and you know how I love martinis. But the thing is, it really doesn't matter. It's not going to make or break you. You come here to college, you see people that are movers and shakers, and they're motivated, and they're going to be successful. And then you see the students that are here just because mommy and daddy giving them a dorm room and the place that they could come and find themselves. Maybe they find out their sexual orientation, or then they leave and they find some vocation in the trades or something where they don't even use their degree at all. And it was just a big waste of money. But in the end, I still get a martini. And that's what matters. But then there's students like you, Kevin. You come here and you reinvigorate me. Up until you showed up, it was just about martinis and getting through, talking about G.W. Griffith being the spawner of the KKK. And now I come here and I have conversations with you where I criticize you about your love of Terminator Judgment Day, calling that cinema. Oh, I call you a blasphemer.
It's pretty good. That's pretty spot on. Okay, I rate that as like
that guy.
And I know. I'm like, we need to call my professor up. He is the sweetest guy. We, you know, Kat and I went up there to hang out a couple months ago, and I was like, you know what? I've been avoiding hanging out with him. We need to squeeze in coffee. Can we just meet him for an hour and catch up? And she's like, yeah, fine. We'll figure it out. It'll be fine. I'll bring my laptop. We sat there, and we were just like pushing everything out in the rest of the day. It was like, they'll be fine. We sat there for hours and
he's
caught
charming,
up.
Dude. Yeah.
He's so great. I miss him so much. But the thing that he told me was something the effect of, we work actively to sell the students on education. Got to get some of that education because that's going to get you what you want out of life. And he's like, no.
Martini.
It's not what
martinis
it really is.
And fancy ties. That's what really is the spice of
we
life.
We need to get him on the show. He knows nothing about games. He would be the most fascinating person to ask, what do you think about games that tell a story? And just hear him say,
I think Donkey Kong had a romantic comedy aspect to it, I guess. I mean, it's humorous that the only way he can find his one true love is jumping over barrels, now, which is a true reflection of life, I guess.
You've already given more references than he can possibly give to video games. The extent of mankind. Even if I put it on the screen for him for 20 minutes, he'd be like, okay. That was a thing.
Oh, that was one of those moments where I wish he was listening.
I wish he was. Maybe he's one of the 12 people in the
room. He would have got a big kick out of that. So talk, or do you want to do this next week?
How are we doing on time here?
We got about 10 minutes.
All right, what do you want to know? I want the PS Vita. Somebody in the chat room, tell us why the PS Vita is going to be awesome and why we need to get it. Remembering that we are married men that don't have hours to warn away in our lives. What that means is content. What game is going to be...
I came up with a way that I could get a PS Vita while people are chiming in on the chat page. It's the exact same way that AJ won his, is in a box at Taco Bell.
Okay.
That's how, if I accidentally went to Taco Bell for lunch because I forgot that I enjoy digesting food. then I accidentally dropped a coin with severe pressure on the box that my subpar food came in. Then I would, and it said, you are a winner. I would, and if I had somehow lost all desire to go home and see my family on this weird fast lunch I'm eating, then I would go, I wonder what I'm winning. What did I win at? And then I would research that, find out I want a Vita, and that's how I would get a Vita.
That's how you got Skyrim. the Sly Collection is rumored to be on it.
Which, by the way, I'm sorry to interrupt again, but your Skyrim challenge, I'm taking very seriously.
Oh, yeah,
I wanted to pick it up, but I'm like, what if I still want to go back to
Okay,
Madden?
Pause on that.
Okay.
So somebody says the Sly Cooper Collection is rumored to be on it. There's probably, this is not me leaking anything at all, but I would say if there's a new Sly Cooper game coming out, it only stands to reason that there would be another Sly game for the PSP or the PS Vita. Of course, there were rumors that there would be one for the PSP, and it never got off the ground. Yeah. So, if there was a Sly game, if there was a new Sly game, I get it. I don't need to own another set of the Sly Cooper Collection. That would be my third, I
remember
think.
That time you kept giving them discounts on your paycheck?
Yeah, exactly.
That was awesome.
It's like Star Wars, right? It's like I owned it on VHS. I own it on DVD. I now own it on Blu-ray.
Guess what? Now you need it in 3D.
Exactly.
You mother.
George Lucas raped my childhood. Do-da-do-da.
Did you see that Nerd Rage? Was it? I can't remember who posted it on the Facebook, but that Nerd Rage video, it was Steven who put it up there. And it's like a music, this hardcore rap. It's got all these filthy cuss words in it or whatever. I say that like.
Oh, you're just so above that.
I know.
Aren't you?
But anyway, it's funny how just like he just gets, George Lucas gets beat to hell in this video. And I was like,
meanwhile,
really?
He's
no
laughing
matter
all
what.
The way
yeah, exactly. No matter what, everybody hates this
Have
guy.
We talked about the TV show and why it's coming?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
There's a Star Wars TV show that's mm-hmm. been in consideration for development. We're now not talking about the Vita or Skyrim.
Or Clone Wars?
No, it's a live-action television show.
What?
There was rumor that he had a lot of... Not rumor, but there was like active movement towards a live-action TV show that would take place in between the two films, in between the two franchises, rather. In between the two trilogies.
sweepstakes.
Exactly.
The two genres.
Talking is hard. I've had macadamia nut Aloha coffee. Did you like yours?
I did.
You stopped drinking it.
No, I didn't.
That's okay.
What? How did I lose?
We got these mugs for wedding presents. They're nice.
They're adorable.
They are. We picked out the China pattern.
It makes your coffee taste divine.
I only drink fresh French press out of these.
Like, really?
We have French press. This is what I go for. Just
this
out
is
of
like your wine cup.
Exactly.
You know what's funny is my coffee is now cold, but it's still good.
You should have a wine glass. Anyway.
No, only cup. That's how we roll in Motown.
I noticed.
Bitches.
Or wine box. what was I talking about?
$12 bottle of wine is for special occasion.
You can buy a whole box of nuggets. Do you know how many nuggets of chicken you can get for $12?
No, you don't. All right? I'm going to tell you right now. You also don't know the proper pairing of chicken nuggets. All right? A lot of people go Merlot, and that's just stupid. All right? You go Pinot Noir. You don't take a Chardonnay with a McNugget. That's just a messed up palate.
True. Everything goes with pink.
Unless you do Chardonnay. Sweet and sour sauce, then yes, I will take your Chardonnay.
So they wanted. He's been working on a TV show. He halted production on it and halted moving forward.
It's such a great power move. I wish I could halt things.
Exactly. Because he didn't feel that the technology of special effects for television were up to the level of the feature film, so it would not look as good. It would look too low budget. But he said,
kind of like we get as cool as it looked, we give Battlestar Galactica a little like pass, kind of.
There's still some great things that were good, but that was $1 million an episode, and that was on Sci-Fi. So, you know, if he were to release his own show, it's probably going to be
money.
On Fox.
You're right, yeah.
It'd be money. It would probably be $1 million an episode. It will be ridiculously amazing, but it will be heavy CG. Mm-hmm. And so you need to, the
and
technology, exactly, has to be developed into that. And if you watch CG on television, you know,
that's
like,
what I'm saying. It is different.
It is different. If you like Lost is a good example, or even Chuck, where they're not a science fiction show.
Terra Nova
had decent science, because that's a science fiction show.
But that's the idea of the show.
More like Fringe, where it's like we want to put a show now and then add special effects into it.
Doctor Who.
Yeah, terrible special effects. Low-grade, college-level stuff.
That's a whole other episode. I'm sorry. I watched the Christmas Invasion episode from season 2. I'm watching it with my son.
Well, you're deep into Doctor Who.
Yeah.
You've way surpassed it.
Spoiler alert, but they get attacked by...
Don't tell me. No, I don't want to know. Okay, you tell the room.
No, it's not worth that. Nobody cares. I didn't get attacked by a Christmas tree.
Okay. Are you still telling?
No, I did. I stopped. I already mumbled it. It's over.
Wow, that's impressive. Yeah. I can't just remember. Can we put a drop in the beginning of this episode and remind me not to listen to the rest of this episode later?
Yes.
Can we do this episode backwards? Like the inflation and how we were used to had plans to get rid of the deficit by waiting for inflation to catch up with it. That was his plan, to wait for technology to catch up with special effects and then make a TV show.
Meanwhile, all the actors and the stuff they'd already shot had been doing nothing but drinking HGH smoothies to try and stay young.
It'd be a new cast, a new everything. I mean, only Anthony Daniels.
Do you think I'm the only nerd who's going, you know why he's waiting? He's waiting for Harrison Ford and Mark Hamill and Carrie Fisher to hit the right age to hit us with that final trilogy.
Ooh.
That's what he's waiting for right now.
That would be cool to do a reunion tour. Skyrim.
Carrie's too chubby. She can't. She's
hilarious. Skyrim. Why aren't you playing it?
Do you want to? We could wrap up this episode right now.
Oh yeah, we
could
probably should.
Week.
Yeah, let's do it next week. Find out why Justin's not playing Skyrim.
Yeah,
next week on the Second Funniest Podcast. Also, do you have your shoes off right now?
No.
You should feel the carpet right underneath our feet, because there are two over here on your right is carpet that has been exposed to the real world forever. And then the carpet over here, we used to have a pub table here.
Yeah.
So it didn't get touched.
Yeah.
So now every
totally
time, it's like, it's same thing in the study. I had my bed there for 7 years. And when I moved my bed out, now half the room has perfect new carpet. I'm like, this is so great. It makes me think I moved into a new space, even though the rest of it is all threadbare.
In the building I manage, I saw that happen where the person never cleaned the place. And they were kind of a hoarder. And so the carpet was black, except for where their couch was. And it was brand spanking new carpet underneath that couch.
They never slid anything underneath. I would think a hoarder would hide things under the couch, because we have soda under ours. That's our pantry. If you need some Gatorade or 7-Up, it's under the couch.
That's awesome. That is so awesome.
It's a tiny apartment here in Hollywood.
How many people know that?
Of your friends?
Okay,
and everybody that's
listening.
The
next time you guys have a party, I want to come over and go, when you go, Justin, can I get you something to drink? Nah, I got it. And then I just want to reach underneath your fridge and crack open a Pepsi and pretend
like
it's
cold.
Ice cold. And then when they give a funny look, go, I keep it here.
Done. Done. We'll have you over for a party.
Oh, that's hilarious. All right, well, that's our show. That was good times, right?
Yeah, that was
good. Tune in next week, or if you're listening on Ustream, in about 15 minutes for us to do our live episode for this month, which was poorly promoted, I guess.
Oh, no, we told everybody, last show of the month.
Oh, that's true. But, it, well, technically...
Last show, last show.
So give us a call, 408-228-4911. Speaking of which, we have voicemails.
Listen to those right off the top.
We can go back.
Next week.
You give us an email, show@secondfunniespodcast.com. What was the other thing I was going to say? Don't forget, you can send us an email, show@secondfunniespodcast.com, and put Madden in the subject line if you want to join Kevin's and my Madden franchise.
I haven't even had to buy the game yet.
I know, right? You posted on Facebook and nobody said a word.
And I posted it on private and on my account and the SFP.
I
want to play games with you guys. You guys need to play more games with us.
Wow, easy there, Miller.
And we put it up. I don't want to play that game.
I think it was...
I want to shoot you with a gun in Uncharted 3.
I think it was Clayton. I'm so sorry I'm butchering your name, but I think it was Clayton and I played a Madden game against each other, and it just happened. I popped in, and he's like, hey, want to play? I'm like, yeah, let's do it. And it was fun. Oh, my gosh, it was fun. But anyway, if you want to do a franchise mode, if that's your kind of thing, or even if you're not, you just want to hang out and be in a football league with us, that's also a possibility.
Oh, yeah, the Super Bowl. Who's going to win?
I really think the Patriots are going to take it away.
It's time. Yeah. Do we get to be undefeated if we win this time? Because they took our undefeated in the Super Bowl five years ago.
I see.
So if we win this time, do we get to be undefeated this time?
I'm going to say yes.
Oh, sweet.
In our eyes. You know what I mean? I talked to my grandfather. This is more show, but I talked to my grandfather about the 49ers losing and how bummed we were and all this stuff because he's a big 49er fan. And he goes, yeah. He goes, because I think that we were the only ones that had a chance to beat them Patriots. And I felt horrible because I'm like, really?
Mm-hmm.
Really? I think we had a great season, but I mean, it was a Cinderella story. And I don't think we're going to beat the Patriots.
No.
And I'm sure we're not the only ones because other people did it, remember?
The Giants.
So anyway, that's our show. Go to secondfunniespodcast.com. Oh, tell people about the show. We're trying to do a thing where we get 20,000 downloads in a month and see if we can't get more sponsors pursuing us, if you don't mind. Oh!
Are you serious?
I'm sorry.
We were at the end of the show.
I'm sorry. No, we're at an hour. We're right at an hour.
I know. An hour and 37 seconds.
Yeah. So here's my thing I wanted to plug. Some of you may have seen it on Facebook.
Angel of the Triad says, everyone tell 20,000 friends.
Perfect, Angel. You get me. I'm doing this thing called, it's the CloroxLounge.com. There's a link to it at secondfunniestpodcast.com. It's a stand-up competition where if I could take advantage of your kindness and your support, the voting doesn't start for another month, but there's videos there where you can see me be funny with 10 other comics and stuff. But what they did is they got 5 female comics that are moms, 5 male comics that are dads. I'm one of the dad ones because I applied to be the girl, but they were like, no, you have a penis. I'm like, oh, that's sexist. And they're like, no, it's biological. And then I was like, yeah, that's another story. But anyway, and eventually there's going to be
such
challenges.
A
I need you to vote for me because I could potentially win $10,000. And I'll try and figure out a way that I can... I know I can't repay everybody who votes, but
how about $1 a person?
Okay.
All right. I'm sure there's all sorts of reasons why you can't do that.
I could give $1 to every person who likes us on Facebook.
How about this? Everybody gives us $1.
And then we will give them...
the show that we're doing for free.
I love this idea. I'll try and figure out something. That's the hard part. Is there's no way for me to track who's actually voting and stuff, but I will try and give something back to the listeners, or maybe we'll have an honor system. I don't know. I haven't had the time to think about that.
You don't have to give them anything.
I just don't like it.
Your entire life doesn't have to be a currency. We want Justin to win.
Yes.
Vote for him.
I feel like I'm cheating. That's
honestly
what it is.
You're not cheating. You're plugging.
We have a lot of people.
You have 500 friends. 2 of them are going to do it.
All right. Good point. You're right. I am getting a little arrogant. And then I'm like, these all 550. No. Plus, this isn't even half the people that listen to the show.
How many things do you like on Facebook and then forget? I think I still like Visa checking accounts.
Oh, I do not throw a like around. I keep my likes close to the sleeve of my heart. I'm not sure that's the right phrase.
Put the thumb on the finger.
Of the pulse. Why did it stop?
Because the song is over.
So that's hilarious. Oh, it did stop. Oh my gosh, it's so fun. Oh no, it only goes 30 seconds because it used to be our old theme song. Why are you not playing? What the hell?
Anyway, dump.
I like that. There we go. All right, so that's our show. We're going to do a live show next week. On behalf of my good friend, Kevin Miller, this is Justin Worsham saying, okay, bye.